Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
For all those across the globe and in our homeland and all the ships at sea, it's Friday Night Sports with me, your host, the captain, along with the crew, Brother S, Neil, Jeremy, Seth, and Lightning Lou. Now, without further ado, it's time to forget about all the evil in the world and talk about things that really matter to America. Sports! Welcome aboard the special edition of the Captain Show. Now, on Fridays, we forget about all the evil in the world and we talk about things that really matter to America, and that is sports. And my voice is gone. Again. I've been playing my guitar and singing all week. We got freaking rain that just came out of goddamn nowhere. It's ugly out. But it's warm, so I got to keep my window open. I can't turn my air conditioning on because then I won't be able to hear. Neil's on a job site. We don't know. Well, Brother X is Brother X. He comes on during football. We don't know where Skip is. Doc? I don't know. Maybe his governor won't let him out, won't let him call. She's got so many restrictions. But I just want to say this. Now, if you don't want to be a part of the program tonight, 646-716-7918. And all you got to do, or 7978. Where did I get the one? I've been knowing this number for 8 years now, and I screw it up. Oh, God, this is one of those nights. I can feel it, one of those nights. But if you do want to be a part of the program, 646-716-7978, and make sure you press the number one, and I'll bring you on. But if you're Joe Gibson, you know, pull up your panties, get out of your parents' basement, and go out and find a job. I know there's only a few jobs available, because everything's shut down because of coronavirus, which we never should have shut down in the first place. And now we got doctors galore saying, what the hell were we thinking? And masks? Don't wear a mask. I don't wear the stupid things anyway. And I touch stuff. I touch everything. I'm outside. I'm touching everything. And now they're finding out that even if you do touch stuff, you're not going to get the virus if you touch it. Nobody knows. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And I don't care. We've been through flus. We've been through viruses. We've been through plagues. We can get through this. People, stop acting like this is the end of the freaking world. All right? Stop. But anyway, if anybody watched NASCAR Sunday, I didn't watch it Wednesday night, but I did see the highlight of this young buck named Chase Briscoe. And he, you know, hey, good for him. He hung tough, crashing against the wall, hung tough, and beat Kyle Busch. So I like this kid. I like this guy. Shows he's got grit. However, that was the highlight of NASCAR for the last two races. Darlington, Sunday, boring. Bored. I mean, boring. NASCAR. I'm sorry, but you gotta let these guys race. This driving around, just turning left and not bumping into each other. Everybody's a gentleman. Oh, can I pass you, sir? Well, no, not today. Oh, okay. I don't want to offend you, but, you know, I really, really, really would like to pass you. Well, no, because I'm going to get offended if you do pass me. Oh! You don't ask to pass. You just pass. And if you get in a wreck, you get in a wreck. Hey, look, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. If you ain't wrecking, you ain't racing. Period. And that's just how it is. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. NASCAR, you're boring. You're killing me here. You're killing me. I wish they would play other racing on TV. Dirt tracks? Oh, my God. Going to dirt tracks. Man, when I was in high school, oh, man, that was... And you used to find them everywhere. Well, I lived kind of out in the country. You know, there was a lot of stuff. You know, Larch Mountain. You know, it was on the foothills of the Cascades. And there were a lot of dirt tracks all over. And those were the funnest races. Because these guys were racing. They weren't just driving around the track, man. They were racing. Racing. They weren't driving. They were racing. And that's one thing NASCAR has. They've given it up. They've just given it up. And I'd like to know why some of these old dogs, Jimmy Johnson, the Busch brothers, Keselowski, Jeff Gordon, you know, Richard frickin' Petty, who's an owner. Why aren't they saying anything? Why is nobody out there challenging NASCAR? Why are they not challenging? Look, I know you're an ambassador for the sport, but good God almighty, man. You got to challenge your sport. You got to. Richard Petty, of all people. I'm sorry. I got to give you an F on this. I love my Richard Petty. I grew up watching Richard Petty. Grew up watching Richard Petty. As long as I can remember, Richard Petty was on the television every Sunday. There he was, racing, winning. Where are you, Rich? Huh? Where are you? Why aren't you saying something about this? You cannot agree with these stages. You cannot agree with how NASCAR has turned itself into. You cannot agree with that. There's no way. And if you do, that's why NASCAR is dead. Richard Petty, you got to open up your mouth, man. You've never been shy before. Richard Petty has never been shy of running off at his mouth and speaking his mind. Now all of a sudden he's silent? Why? We've seen what happened to NASCAR in the last 3-4 years now. 2017, 2018, 2019, and now 2020, the fourth year of this nonsense. If you cannot, if you're a NASCAR fan and you can't tell that this sport is, well, it isn't a sport anymore. I don't know what it is. There's no competition. I don't know. But Talladega was the most boring race I think I've ever seen. You would think that, hey, man, these guys are hungry. We want to come back, man. Oh, my God, are we getting some lightning. Woo! doggy, man. I had my back turned and I seen that bright light. I think it's so close, that's why I haven't heard the thunder yet. That lightning might have been, good God, it might have been right next to the house. Oof. Oofta. Ay, ay, ay. Well, as long as it doesn't hit the house and start us on fire. I mean, Jesus, Christmas. But there's no way that you cannot, as a NASCAR fan, there's no way that you can actually, a racing fan, not a NASCAR fan, but a racing fan. A racing fan. People that like to see car races. There's no way that you could say that these stages, oh, this is great. This is the way racing should be. Oh, I don't think it really hurt NASCAR by racing with no fans, because they've been losing fans every year since this happened. And there's reasons for it. NASCAR, take a look at your attendance at your tracks. But they give us this crap at Daytona. Oh, look at all the people that came. Yeah, you know why they came to Daytona? Comps. They got comp tickets. Very few people paid to see Daytona. They're giving out comp tickets. People all over the world. The other tracks, they got nobody. I mean, Bristol. I mean, last year, Bristol had hardly. I'm thinking, what? I mean, Bristol. You got empty seats at Bristol? Something's wrong. Something's wrong. Well, we all, you know, besides the fact that, you know, NASCAR isn't racing anymore. But at Bristol, they've made it so expensive. You can't camp. You can't get a hotel room. You can't get this. So people are like, screw you. We're just not going to do this. I mean, they're gouging the people. They should be welcoming these people. We want you to come here, man. We'll do anything to get you to get here. We want to boost our town, Bristol. When NASCAR comes to town, Bristol used to just ignite. Not anymore. But Darlington? Darlington used to be, I mean, there never used to be an empty seat. And Darlington? Darlington? Talladega? All these tracks, they don't have sellouts anymore. Football last year finally figured it out and stopped promoting all of these kneelers, and the fans started to come back. Well, except for in Tampa Bay and a few other cities, but I mean, and that's a shame. Because football used to be, it didn't matter what stadium you were in. And it didn't matter how bad your team was. People showed up. People showed up. It's watching football. People love to watch football, but when all you get is nothing but BS, people don't want to watch it anymore. People want to see racing, but we can't get racing. People want to see football, but we get nothing but kneeling and this and that and blah, 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 blah. Want to watch baseball, but we can't get baseball anymore. Pitcher can't intentionally walk anybody. Oh, just take your base. Then we go into extra innings. Let's put a guy on second base. Oh, the game is so long. Really? The game is too long for you? Well, if you have someplace that's more important to be, why the hell did you show up to the ballpark to begin with? And if you're at home, and if you're so bored that the game goes over 3 hours, well, you know, you can turn the channel. I'm sure you can find a Kardashian marathon on one of these channels somewhere. I mean, good God. I love a good 4 hour, 5 hour, nine inning baseball game. I'll take baseball all day long. I watch football all day long, all day Sunday. Watch all the pregame. I watch the afternoon games. I watch them all. The red zone, that's the best way to watch football. You see everything. The afternoon game, the late afternoon game, and then the evening game. It's beautiful. Football in New York doesn't get over until about midnight. So you watch it from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to basically 1 o'clock in the morning. You get almost, you get 10 to 12 hours of solid football. I take that. That's no problem. I don't have a problem with that. But see, I like sports. That's why I watch sports. So all these people that want to bitch, piss, moan, and complain, oh, the game is so long. Oh, shorten it, please. Have the games end in under 2 hours. Oh, I'm so busy, I can't watch the game. And then watch the Kardashians. I'm going to miss the Kardashians in the game, please. Jesus Christ. I swear to God Almighty. I don't know what the hell's happened to our country, but sports has got to get back to sports. And you old dogs, you got to start talking. You got to start speaking up. Richard Petty, you got to start speaking up. If Richard Petty spoke up, things could change. I would really, really, really love to hear what Kyle Busch has to really say. I know he can't say it because, he can't. He cannot speak candidly. I get it. But behind closed doors, I bet Kyle Busch is like, man, this sucks. This is not racing. This is no way to run a railroad. Well, some of these guys got to start stepping up. That's all I got to say. They just got to start stepping up and just say what you need to say. That's all you got to do. What the hell?